Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here in WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday after New England's 16-3 playoff victory over the Chargers to advance the divisional round. And we go right to the guest line for our weekly chat with Marcus Jones, Patriots defensive back and team captain. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
Doing good. How are you?
We're great. We saw a playoff win. That was it's been a while around here since we got one of those, so we're enjoying the afterglow of that. I wanted to ask you about a play early in that game that I think was the biggest play in the game, and not surprisingly, the way you've played this season, you were involved. You were on the goal line after a turnover, and you were one-on-one with Justin Herbert around the two-yard line, and you upended the quarterback on third down. You guys get a stop on fourth down, get the ball back to the offense. What was going through your mind when Justin Herbert was running toward you at the goal line one-on-one?
Yeah, the main thing around that area is that we always have to be conscious of quarterbacks, you know, running the ball, and, you know, most of the time, there's a lot of teams that end up having quarterbacks that are athletic. So, whatever, he was holding on to the ball for a little longer than we expected, you know. Running comes to mind usually for those quarterbacks. So, being able to get the guy down is very important, especially before they get closer to the end zone. So,
Marcus, look, I know you guys are a very physical defense, and the whole idea of packing your identity and taking the fight to the other team has been a hallmark and the theme behind the 2025 Patriots, but it feels like you guys took it to another level last night. Where did you find that extra level of physicality Sunday night? I would say that was probably the most defensively dominant performance you guys put on all season.
Yeah, I think it comes to the situation of us understanding, you know, what's at stake. You know, like people say, it's higher stakes, you know what I mean? Want to go home. And when it comes down to it, you know, we all knew that we wanted to put our display of our identity out there every single down. So that's very important. And us as a defense, man, we're always trying to get the ball back to the offense, no matter where it's at. You know, off of a turnover, it doesn't matter. We're just trying to get the ball back to the offense.
How do you feel like the defense has sort of ebbed and flowed over the season to get to that point? Because obviously there's injuries. You know, one strength, I think, for you guys last night was you got Robert Spillane back. You have Milton Williams back. You got Landry back. How do you feel like you got there? Have you just improved every week as the year's gone on, and how did it evolve?
Yeah, I feel like every single week we're always trying to improve. You know, it's up and down. You know, there's always things that we need to get corrected, even though, you know, we had a great defensive performance and everything like that. But we're always trying to find ways to get 1% better. So it takes, you know, day in, day out of getting back in the film room and everything like that, and then just taking it one day at a time. That's the most important thing.
You guys certainly had the swagger and the attitude going last night as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not sure if I had seen this from you before. Did Did I see a finger wag from you after a big pass breakup on a play with McConkey? Like you waved your finger almost Mutombo style? Like, no, no, no. Don't take that to me.
Yeah, most people know whenever I do a pass breakup or something like that. I've been doing the finger wag for a minute. So I guess people are catching on now.
Are you so this team has some interesting leaders in that way. We talk to you every week. We talk to Drake May, where I wouldn't say you guys are bombastic, but there's clearly a killer confidence inside you guys. And sometimes I think that pops out with little celebrations. You know, you had the Drake May touchdown pass where he turns and kind of puts his fingers out and flies like an airplane. Is that an aspect of this team that a lot of these guys maybe aren't overly bombastic, but there's sort of a killer confidence in inside each guy?
Yeah, first off, man, I would say, you know, it's hard to score. You know what I mean? It's hard to make plays in the league. You know, the NFL is hard enough. So whenever we do end up making plays, as you guys have seen before, Braves, he wants to celebrate all together as a team and celebrate with each other because we know all the hard work that we've put into, you know, the season and to get to where we are and everything. So anytime we make plays, you know, it's hard enough to make the play. So we got to celebrate and enjoy it together and everything like that.
So let's talk. Andy mentioned his name earlier, but I want to bring up Milton Williams again. I won't say easier, we'll say, but like how much, to a degree, like how much easier does a guy like Milton Williams and his return make your job? How much of a noticeable, tangible impact does he have on the defense from the pass rush to the way that he rushes the quarterback, hurries the throws? Just it really, really seems like it's a major impact since his return.
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, everyone on the D-line, first off, is, you know, they have their attributes that work really good for them. You know, everyone's here for a reason, but Milt has a knack of, you know, getting back to the quarterback quick, you know what I mean? Being able to get off blocks, share blocks and everything like that, and put a lot of pressure from the interior, and that helps out from the situation of everyone on the back end, you know what I mean? We're able to make plays, we're able to, you know, not have to cover so long and everything, and whenever we're able to do that, it causes quarterbacks to make mistakes. And you know, we always talk about, you know, marrying the rush and the coverage is very important, especially in the National Football League, man. So anytime those guys are working good up front and everything, it allows us to, you know, be able to make plays on the ball and cause the quarterback to make mistakes.
Robert Spillane said last night that he spoke to some guys on the Chargers offense that were admitting, like, yeah, we didn't even know what coverages you guys were in. And I actually just saw Dan Orlovsky, the analyst, tweeted out, former quarterback, said, I'm watching this film and I can't tell pre-snap what coverages they're in. It would have screwed me up as a quarterback. How were you guys able to accomplish that? Is that Zach Core and the game plan? Is it what you guys were able to disguise as players? How did you confuse them so much?
I feel as though it's from the coaches and also the players. You know, we've been playing with each other as a team for a minute now, so we're understanding the situation of certain coverages and everything like that. Disguising is very important, you know, in the National Football League, especially when you're playing experienced quarterbacks. So whenever we're able to disguise and, you know, have the offensive line think we're going from one way, we actually go from the other, and that, you know, that messes up the situation of them picking up the blitzes and everything that we have going on, or, you know, showing that we're...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bringing a whole bunch of people, then we back out. So being able to, you know, keep them on their toes, it makes it hard for the offensive line to block, and then we can put more pressure on the quarterback.
Well, let's not outkick our coverage here, Marcus. Let's, you know, sort of take it back to the basics in the beginning. This was your first playoff game. What did you think of playing in an NFL playoff game, and what did you think of the environment and the atmosphere last night at the stadium?
Yeah, man, the atmosphere was electric. You know, we loved it, especially on the defensive end, man. The Chargers had some false starts and everything like that. And, you know, a lot of fans, you know, that came down to the fans doing that. You know, those guys couldn't hear the cadences or thinking that the ball was snapping, they were moving. So we want those guys to be loud every single time that we're out there on the field, especially during these moments in the playoffs and everything. So we're happy to end up having our fans out there, you know, no matter what the weather is, no matter what time, we're just happy that they're out there making it loud and making it harder for the opposing team.
Patriots defensive back and team captain Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons, talking about those disguising and confusion with the O-line and the pressure. Can you sense it when that is starting to snowball? Did you sense that they were getting confused or frustrated, or maybe Herbert was getting frustrated? Can you feel that on the field?
Yeah, you could feel it, you know, but our main thing is playing our ball. You know, like there are certain times to where, you know, some people get rattled, and then, you know, being in the National Football League, people can get comfortable quick too. So it's just us playing our defense, you know, knowing making plays within the scheme is very important. And we just control what we can control. And whenever we do that and everything, we could be a dangerous team for sure.
You excited to do a little opponent scouting tonight? One final game after what has been a really, really, from at least a fan's perspective, a very satisfying weekend of wild card football. Now we got Texans at Steelers. You had a chance to play the Steelers earlier this year, so I'm sure you'd love to get one back on them. How excited are you to sort of like get to game prep and watching the final playoff game tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm gonna watch it as a fan. You know what I mean? I'll scout whenever we get back to watching it and everything like that. But I'm going to watch tonight as a fan and, you know, just enjoy the situation of playoff football. And then whenever we get back to work and stuff, then I'll dive deep into it.
So who are you rooting for? You got a terrible towel out rooting for the Steelers?
Nah, I ain't rooting for neither one of them. I don't care who it is. They're both good football teams, though. You know what I mean? And they have great players and everything. So I'm just looking forward to a great game.
All right, Marcus, before we let you go, we did get the news last week that you were announced as a member of the second team All-Pro squad as a returner. What does an honor like that mean to you?
It means a lot, man, you know, especially being my second time around. You know, that's one of those situations to where, you know, sometimes it can be overlooked as a returner and everything, but I'm happy to be a part of a elite company as well, and being able to, you know, be a part of an organization that trusts me enough to be back there and make the plays that I'm making. And then also, like, even though I got the award, man, I want to commend all of my teammates that had something to do with the involvement of the returns, because without them, bro, I couldn't do it at all. So it's definitely a blessing. And I'm just happy to be a part of the situation of elite company, man. And yeah, like I said, man, I want to give big thanks to all my teammates and everything that helped me get to where I am today.
All right, Marcus, congratulations on the playoff victory. Good luck next week, whoever it's against. Enjoy the game tonight, and I'll let you know, at least I'm a Steelers fan just for tonight. I'll be rooting for the Steelers, and I think you should too, but you don't have to tell us.
No, that's a bit, and I appreciate you guys.
All right, see you, Marcus.
All right, talk to you, Marcus. Thanks.
Patriots cornerback and team captain Marcus Jones there with a little bit of a brag. I enjoy that. I enjoy subtle brags. You know, being my second time AP All-Pro. You know, that's even cooler, and it's all about my team. I love that. I love that brag right there from Marcus Jones. He's our guy. I'm telling you, he and Drake May, who we talked to, there's that killer inside of them. It's not obvious. It's not like the outward yelling like a Steph Diggs or whatever.
It's not overt or like
it's there.
Superficially braggadocious. They're just like, they go about their business. But this is like, he's Texas. And, you know, Drake May from North Carolina. These are like deferential Southern gentlemen who seriously, though, like even in a game of horseshoes would probably like to take your legs out from underneath you.
Big dogs show up in January.
That's right. And it
big
is
dogs.
January.
Yeah, the New England big dogs.
And they're going to keep playing in January. Marcus just said it. You can feel when a other team gets a little frustrated. Maybe the quarterback's confused and frustrated. They felt that last night. And now we're seeing more and more people explain why Justin Herbert had such a struggle last night with what the Patriots were throwing at him. We'll break that down up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.